听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, I'm Rick Steves, here in London for the finale of our Grand Circle Tour of Europe. This city's a rich brew, and we're going to sample freely. From the colorful marketplaces to the historic walks, these grand squares, pigeons everywhere, the people, even the weather.We'll cruise the Thames down to Greenwich for a look at Britain's nautical history, and we'll side trip out to Salisbury Cathedral to get a handle on Gothic architecture. Along the way, I'll be sharing some ideas on ways you can improve your favorite souvenirs, your very own photos.
This is our final stop on this tour, which began 3,000 miles ago in Amsterdam, wound down the Moselle and Rhine rivers, traveled the Romantic Road into Bavaria,took a leisurely swing through the highlights of Italy, climbed back up into Switzerland, hit Paris, and now London. 7 million people in 600 square miles of urban jungle. London is a barrage on all the senses, much more than museums and famous landmarks. I see it as a living, breathing organism. And when I'm in town, I'm one happy corpuscle.
And I love its contrasts.Here we are walking under Big Ben, the Halls of Parliament, Westminster Abbey, and at the same time, I'm surrounded by the 20th century. Let's go feel the pulse of this complex city.
It goes way back. Back to this gutsy Celtic queen, Boadicea, who led an uprising against the Roman Empire in 61 AD.When this place was called Londinium. It's this guy we all recognize, Winston Churchill, who inspired the British during World War II. It's the guy who figured out if you electrified Winston, the pigeons would sit elsewhere.It's the red double-decker buses, the big black cabs, the friendly-looking bobbies, eccentric characters, number 10 Downing Street, St. Paul's Cathedral, and top-notch theater. You can travel the world over by visiting the British Museum. It's the greatest chronicle of civilization anywhere, containing, as some describe it, the booty of its formerly vast empire.And you can see people from the world over as London learns to live as a microcosm of that former empire.
She got freckles.
Yeah. In some places.
Oh, no.
And she mentioned
it's
from that about mine.
Chinese takeouts compete with fish and chip shops. Hotel staffs speak English with foreign accents as huge communities of Jamaicans, Indians, Africans, and Asians fill out the workforce.